House Oversight Committee demands Treasury testify about withholding suspicious Biden family bank reports. By Wendell Hasebo on February 27, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, on Monday demanded the Treasury Department answer for stonewalling its investigation into the Biden family for 9 violations, including money laundering and wire fraud, by withholding 150 suspicious activity reports, SARs, flagged by U.S. banks. In January, the Treasury Department denied the committee's request to disclose the 150 SARs flagged by U.S. banks concerning the Biden family's foreign business bank transactions, causing the committee's chairman to threaten a subpoena. SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud. Before Comer tries to work through the courts to compel the relevant information, Comer demanded the Treasury testify on March 10 about failing to produce the reports it has previously failed to provide, citing improper disclosure of information that could reduce the Biden administration's ability to conduct of law enforcement, intelligence, and national security activities. Given the amount of time that has passed since our initial request and Treasury's inability to provide a projected time frame when the SARs will be produced, the committee believes Treasury may be delaying its production to hinder our investigation and operating in bad faith, Comer wrote on Monday. Treasury's excuses and delay tactics are unavailing given you have known about our request since last year and previously produced relevant SARs to others. The Biden family bank records are a key trove of information that will provide details about how the family business operates and desired transparency on Hunter's anonymous art sales and foreign business transactions, along with knowledge of whether Joe Biden remains compromised by foreign governments through his family's business. Therefore, I write to invite you to testify at a hearing before the full committee to be held on March 10, 2023, at 9 a.m. EST in room 2154 of the Rayburn House office building, Comer said. This hearing will examine the various justifications you have provided the committee regarding Treasury's failure to produce documents requested of it, including SARs. The Treasury is not the only stonewall with which the committee is contending. Hunter has refused to provide relevant documents to the committee, citing no legitimate legislative and oversight basis. Republican probes have also been stonewalled by the Treasury Department and former FBI point man Timothy Thibault, who allegedly improperly shut down a probe into Hunter's laptop that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. However, it appears the committee's investigation has caught some breaks. Hunter's top financial lieutenant Eric Schwerin is expected to soon provide documents to the committee's investigation, a spokesperson for the committee told Breitbart News. And Kathy Chung, Joe Biden's former primary gatekeeper, has agreed to partially comply with the House Oversight Committee's probe into the classified documents scandal in the Biden family's international business schemes. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.